and welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. We always close this segment with a prayer. But I was thinking about character. I was thinking about how we are ambassadors for Christ. I was thinking that we all have leadership skills. Now say, well, I'm not a leader. I'm a follower. No, every one of us has that leadership ability and skills. Now, the Word is the way to life. That was the name of my radio program. So I was thinking maybe that's what I'll do with the Pastor's Thoughts a little bit, is to have a segment very similar to maybe a devotion or something that we can hang on to. So this week I'm going to talk about how we can be accountable, I guess, in all of our dealings. And I found an article in 1524, can you imagine how many years ago it is? Let's see, this is 2024. It's 500 years. My goodness gracious. But this story that I found was about Martin Luther. And he observed, among themselves the merchants have a common rule in which their chief maxim, I care nothing about my neighbor so long as I have my profit and satisfy my greed. More than 200 years later, John Woolman from Mount Holly, New Jersey, let his commitment to Jesus influence his tailor shop. Out of support for fleeing the slaves, he refused to purchase any cotton or dye supplies from company who used forced labor. With a clear conscience, he loved his neighbor and lived according to the integrity and sincerity in all of his dealings. Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 12 through 16, says this, we can say with confidence and a clear conscience that we have lived with a God-given holiness and sincerity in all of our dealings. We have depended on God's grace, not on our own human wisdom, and that is how we conduct ourselves before the world, and especially towards you. Now, he was writing to the church at Corinth. He goes on to say, our letters have been straightforward, and there is nothing written between the lines and nothing you can't understand. And I hope someday you will fully understand us, even if you don't trust and understand us now. Then on the day when the Lord Jesus returns, you will be proud of us in the same way we are proud of you. So, since I am so sure of your understanding and trust, I wanted to give you a double blessing by visiting you twice. First on my way to Macedonia, and then again when I returned to Macedonia. Well, thank you. And I'm going to send you this way, and we'll send you the blessings on your way to Judah. Now, that's what the Apostle Paul did, and he strived to live out God's given holiness and sincerity. And from the scriptures that I just read. So when in Corinth, they tried to undermine his authority as an apostle for Jesus. He defended his conduct among them, and he wrote that his words and actions could withstand the closest scrutiny. He also showed that he was dependent on God's power and grace for effectiveness, not his own. So in short, the Apostle Paul's faith in Christ permeated all of his dealings. So what's that mean for us today, preachers? Well, as we live as ambassadors for Christ, we may be careful to let the good news ring out in all our dealings, because when our family and our business and more, they can see your character and your devotion to your faith. So when God's power and grace was revealed to all of us, then we go on to honor him and love him and love our neighbors as well. So how is your words and action a representation of your faith in Christ? When people see you, do they really see Jesus? Now, I know that's hard to do, but really, if you have a faith in Christ and you do what you're supposed to do, people notice. So as a believer in him, are we using integrity and sincerity as a vital thing to do when we deal with others? It's important. So, Father, we thank you and praise you for this, and we thank you, God, that you've given us the ability to serve others and do it with a clear conscience, that our love for the people of God will be evident. When they see us, they'll truly see Jesus. Now, that's an easy thing to do, isn't it? Well, we have a lot of people that's on our prayer list, and we have that list, and we lift up prayers in church on Sunday morning, and we ask for joys and concerns, because you can bring all things to the throne of grace, both joys and concerns. And sometimes there's not prayers that were mentioned aloud, but if you have a prayer, God knows your heart. He knows what you're praying for in your heart. And so sometimes you don't have to audibly pray it. Just silently even, and let your spirit connect with the Holy Spirit, and God will hear your prayer. Well, you've heard me say that you don't really need a 1-800 number, or you don't have to call the preacher or whatever, because you have direct access to God through Jesus Christ. So we lift up all of our prayers in the precious name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, because when Jesus was here, he gave the disciples a model prayer for all of their prayers to line up with, because they knew that Jesus went off and talked to the Father. And they were curious, can we talk to the Father? Jesus said, oh yeah, you can. And this is the model prayer that he gave to us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray that you enjoyed the little devotion. You know, when I had the radio program, The Word is the Way to Life, I had to keep it about 4.5 minutes. So I went a little longer than that today, but we're adding prayers, concerns. And the reason I had to keep it about 4.5 minutes, because you had 15 seconds to announce the program and 15 seconds to close the program. But 7 minutes is not so bad. I know it's hard to sit and listen to something for more than that amount of time. So hope and pray you're doing well. God loves you, and so do we.